Hello, Ralph.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Ralph. How are you?
Okay.
My name is Nadine. It's a pleasure to meet you, Ralph. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that handles pricing for your area. And, you know, it looks like you've been speaking here with Nate, my representative, who's been going over the basics of our program. So I'm taking a look at some notes that he had sent over to me. However, do you have any questions, you know, regarding the placement that we do or how this would work? Any questions for me at all?
No, not really. My understanding that this Google page that you're speaking of, is this Google page pretty well cover the 5 metro counties in what we call make up the state of Atlanta?
So predominantly, I'm going to break it down for you, okay, on what each position covers.
Okay.
So when we're talking about the local map section, Ralph, on the first page of Google, right, the local map is the one with the little red dots. When you're performing that search for a service, it's the one that appears on the first page. That will get you found within your zip code, and it will cover a 15 mile radius. That's what's considered your local area. Now for you to cover outside of your local area, okay, you would either need to include Facebook ads or Google ads. Okay, Google ads are the ones that are at the very top of the page. Facebook ads are ads that appear on Facebook whenever someone's performing that search. But you do have to have a business Facebook page. Do you happen to have a business Facebook page or even a personal Facebook?
Yes, I am on Facebook, yes.
Okay, so you have one for the business or one or a personal one?
It's pretty well both ways.
Okay. No worries. Okay, perfect. So now I believe he had mentioned that you're targeting from East Point, you're targeting a 50-mile radius. Is that correct?
Yeah.
For potential customers? Okay.
Yeah.
And it looks like you're doing flooring and carpeting, general cleaning, carpet cleaning for commercial, and then waxing of floors. That's like your bread and butter, right? Okay.
Yeah.
40 years in business. You do both residential and commercial. You do have the capability of taking on more new customers, correct, here and there?
Yes, but in the residential, we only does the miscellaneous, we call it miscellaneous, which is maybe hardwood floors, carpet cleaning, ceramic tile floors, and things of that sort. We don't actually get into the main part.
Yes, that's what I figured. So mainly for residential, it's like the flooring part of it, right? The cleaning, carpet cleaning, hardwood floors. Okay.
Yes.
But on the commercial side, you also do janitorial work, right? Like businesses. Okay, perfect. I know you don't currently have a website. I do see, though, Ralph, that there is a profile page on Google, which tells me that I believe you might have done that on your own, right? Getting the business PIN verified.
I can't remember who got that for us because it's been on there for a while.
Okay.
It might have been Yelp. I might have done that.
Well, Yelp won't get you PIN verified. They're not associated with Google. Yelp is a directory. So it would have either had to have been you that might have previously or someone on your behalf requested a PIN code that was mailed to you. Okay, it comes from Google. And that's what makes you the red dot on the map. I mean, good job. That's the first step, right? So what we would do is take that profile page and we would optimize it to the first page and we would maintain it there. So meaning at any time when they are searching for your services, okay, they will see your company come up as a top recommended option. Once they click on your number that's listed on your profile page, they're calling you directly, Okay.
Okay.
And I did find your Facebook page as well. So good job on that. Now, as far as with the pricing, okay, everything that we do here, Ralph, it is on a month-to-month basis, okay, so that we earn your business month in and month out. What I'm doing for you is I'm going to apply an established business discount. So this price that I'm able to offer you today is at a flat rate of $249 a month. Okay? That's mm-hmm. going to include first page placement on Google. We're going to create content for you on Bing. We're going to also run Facebook ads so that at any time when they're performing that search, they're going to see your Facebook ad appear. Okay? They click on it to call you directly. We're also going to list you on additional directories that are popular within your area. Just to mention a few of those, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, okay? We'll also include voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa. We'll give you that exposure as well on mobile devices covering iPhones, Androids, and tablets. And I'm also going to throw in a website for you. So we will build you a website that is Google compliant and it's mobile friendly. This way we can showcase, you know, pictures of some of the work that you've done. We'll write a bio about your business. We'll list your services, your areas that you're servicing. And we're going to take that website, Ralph, and we're going to anchor it where we are listing your company. This way they can see the quality work that you do and they can get to learn more about, you know, your company. So all of that we're offering to you in this platinum package, pretty much it's covering all of your bases. And again, it's at the flat rate of $249 a month on a month-to-month basis. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I mean, how do you feel about it?
Okay, it doesn't sound bad. Tell me this. Okay, you mentioned some of the local, I mean, some of the other ones on the outside, like some of the ones that would be listed in. Tell me about that again. I do that really
well. Yeah. No, of course. So we do have where we submit you, we have this called our directory submission, right, which means we have 60-plus directories. Okay. Now that doesn't mean, okay, that you're going to be submitted to all of them because some of those directories could pertain to like a catering service, right? Someone who caters for events or they're a party planner. Well, that's not going to be relative to your services, right?
Exactly.
So obviously we're not going to list you on those, but some of the most popular ones, and again, they're going to be the ones that are most popular in your area. So, for example, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, White Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, these are just mentioning a few of them. But, of course, we're going to list you on the most popular ones. Because, again, searches are performed on those directories. So we do want to make sure that they're also finding you through those directories as well. Okay?
Okay. And of course, if they pull up on Google, I would automatically come up on Google too, right?
Yeah. How they're going to find you, though, keep in mind, is by your keywords, right, and your search terms. So if someone's searching for janitorial services, general, you know, cleaning, you know, floor cleaning, right, carpet cleaning, if you do upholstery cleaning, that's another keyword phrase. So we make sure that when, right, we want to make sure that when they are specifically typing in those keywords that your company is being found immediately, okay, they're on the first page.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. On the keywords, would you all handle that for me?
Yes, sir. In fact, what we do, you and I, is once, you know, you come to an agreement that, yes, you know, let's say you decide you want to move forward today, okay? Ralph, we're going to close out this category, Okay, so we close out the category. My reps stop calling through the area, and they start working on another category that we're getting filled. Okay. The reason for the exclusivity, Ralph, is because we want to ensure that you're getting the maximum exposure and amount of calls coming to you directly. So from there, you and I create the account. Takes about 10, maybe at the most 15 minutes. We go over billing. We go over all of your information, right, as far as how the business is going to be listed. From there, we also schedule what's called a client interview. The client interview, I like to schedule it depending upon your availability. I like to schedule it, if not the same day, by the next day. The sooner that we get you through that client interview, the faster we're moving. Okay? The client interview is where I say the magic is going to happen. In that client interview, okay, they're going to talk to you about your keywords, your keyword phrases, the areas we're targeting, your Facebook ads, the website, where you send pictures. They're going to go over all of that in detail, okay?
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
I mean, I think with it being a month-to-month program, Ralph, I feel it's something you would want to take advantage of today, you know, and give it a shot. This way, you know, we can prove it to you, right?
Okay, 7 minutes. If I come to be dissatisfied with it in any type of way, what is the, okay, first of all, do I be up under some type of contract, a 12-month contract, or what? How do that work?
Great question. It's not a contract. We do month to month because we want to earn your business month in and month out. As long as you're successful with our program, right, that's also going to equal our success, okay?
Okay.
The company, what they ask for is called a 2-month verbal commitment. We are not asking you to pay 2 months up front. You pay monthly, okay? Now, once you complete your 2 months, what they're basically saying is, you know, at least stick it out 2 months before, you know, to give it that full turnaround. Because to be transparent with you, I mean, none of this is going to happen overnight. Okay. It is a process and you know that, right? But we will get you listed in a timely manner. Now, with that being said, let's just say, Ralph, okay, after, you know, 2 months, I mean, after 4, 6 months, whatever the case may be, you decide, you know what, I just want to discontinue services. Okay. All we ask you is you call us 3 business days, okay, before your next billing is due. So this way you're not being charged. That's all we ask. You call us 3 business days before your next billing, okay?
Oh.
That's all we ask for. And you just say, listen, I want to discontinue. Now, I will also go over with you as well, any content that we created for you on Google, any reviews that you generated during the time that you were with us, none of that will disappear, okay? Eventually, Ralph, you're going to fall off the first page, okay, because we're not servicing it, right? Your Facebook ads, they will no longer be running because we're not servicing it, right? Now, as far as with the website, okay, with the website, you do have the option where you could pay $49 a month. We will continue to host and maintain your website, okay?
Okay.
Or you could pay $99. The actual domain of the website would then be yours. However, you would have to find someone, okay, to build the website and host it, okay? So I do want to be transparent with you on that, okay? I think that's important for you to know exactly. Because, see, we do purchase the domain on your behalf. We purchase the domain, but we don't charge you for it. But if in that case, you know, you were to discontinue, right? Those would be your options as far as with the website. Either you pay $49 a month and we're still hosting it and maintaining it for you, you know, making any changes, or you can purchase the domain from us for $99 and then it's yours, right? But again, you'd have to find someone to create it and host it, or you just don't even bother with it, you know? It's totally up to you, okay?
Okay. But tell me this. If Do you all just do the website and maybe put it up on Google?
Do we what? I apologize.
Do you all create a, do you all do websites and maybe host it on Google?
Well, just doing a website alone like that? No.
Yes.
No, there are companies out there, you know, what they do, it's kind of like they'll build websites and they'll get you listed organically, right? So that your website's just appearing there on Google, okay? What we do here, okay, Ralph, is predominantly it's making sure that your company at that moment when someone is on Google searching for your services, that it is your company coming up amongst those on the first page, right? And it's because that's where 90%, you know what, those searches are starting and stopping is really on that first page. No one ever goes beyond the second page, you know what I mean? Unless they're in a rural area, right? And I'll tell you, you know, the ones that you see organically, over time, Ralph, over time that your company has been online and that your information is consistent, you know, uniform across the board, eventually you'll come up organically, okay, and it doesn't cost you. But as far as the first page placement where, you know, 90% of the searches are being done, there has to be availability there in order for you to be listed. Okay. And that's why we're reaching out to you, Ralph, because, you know, quite honestly, I mean, I'll keep it real with you. You got a 5 out of 5 star review on your Google profile page as of now that I'm looking at. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't see anything negative. All right. Regarding your business. In fact, I see at one time you might have been with Angie's Leads. It shows it's out of network. When I perform that search for your company by name, it'll give me a general idea of what type of online presence you have. So I did see on there at one time you had, and it still shows the 3 reviews, right? 5-star reviews. The quality service is there that you're providing. I mean, we both agree on that, right? That you provide a quality service. And I'll tell you, that's the kind of company we want to work with. So, I mean, you're definitely a great fit. Right now, you have the opportunity of taking on this position as my reps are still calling through the area, just to be transparent with you. They're still calling, even as we've been speaking on the phone, you know. So right now, I mean, you have the first opportunity, Ralph, you know, at taking on the position.
Okay. It's been a while since I've been with this franchise. I've been with them for like 10 years now. It's a franchise company. Well, I'm about 10 years now. Just like I said, we've been punching. I call it leads, but they call it a company because they feel they're confident. We get service from the franchise. Yes. Okay. Let's give that a try.
Okay. So what I'm going to do first, Ralph, is what's the best email for you? Because this is where we're going to send correspondence, your receipt, to this email. What is the best email for you?
Okay. Send it to Ralph, 8-0-1@gmail.com.
Okay. So you said it's Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then what followed after that? I'm sorry?
A-O-O-1.
A as in apple, O-O-1?
The number 8.
8. Oh, 8-0-0-1.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. After it's the 4 digits of my cell phone.
I was just going to say, is it the 4 digits of your cell phone? That makes it simple for me. Okay. Awesome. At Gmail, you said, right? .com?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. So let me do this right now while we're on the phone, Ralph. I'm going to be sending over two emails to you, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Okay. Now, the first email is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. Okay. It's going to show you that the price that I told you is $249 a month for our Platinum Package. Okay. Everything that's included in the program. I also am putting an example of a website just so you can have an idea of how it will look. Okay.
Okay.
And then the second email that I'm sending you, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And what that's giving you is an overview of our reporting system. So with our program, this will also come with a customized tracking and reporting system. You don't have to take my word for it, okay, Ralph, that it's working, because you will be able to track all of your results, how many clicks you're receiving, view your keywords, where they performed the search from, how many phone calls you received from new customers. So I did send you an overview of that as well, okay?
Okay.
Now, on this number, I know you mentioned it is your cell phone, so I'm going to send you 3 text messages, and please confirm with me once you receive them. The first text message that I'm sending, Ralph, although I'm what's considered the lead on the account, okay, I like to provide my information as well, and it'll be at the bottom of the emails too, okay? Again, my name is Nadine Medina, okay? So let me get that sent over to you. And then I'm sending you a second text. The second text message is going to have the number to our customer service. Okay. Now, Ralph, anytime you're going to have a team dedicated to your account. Okay. We do everything in-house. So anytime that you have a change, a question, a concern, you want to modify something on your account, you are going to contact customer service. Now, they are here Monday through Friday. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay, you guys are 3 hours ahead of us, okay?
Okay.
So for you, we're going to be here 10
you
to 7.
Right?
Yes, sir. We're in Cali, sunny Cali.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're in fact in Costa Mesa, California. We're about 20 minutes away from Disneyland. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I have a cousin. She's my first cousin. In fact, she was born in Georgia. And because her dad was stationed out there when my aunt was, you know, when they had gotten married, and he got stationed out there. So my aunt moved out there with them. So yeah, she's from Georgia. So now I'm also sending you a third text. Okay. Now the third text is going to have a YouTube video that's about 6 minutes long. When you have time, Ralph, please take a look at that video. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you log in to view your reports and track your success with us. Okay. It's real simple, nothing too complicated, but I do want you to get familiar with it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And you did get all 3, right? All 3 text messages?
Yes, I heard the phone. Yes, I'm on,
okay,
I'm on my signal now.
Okay, awesome. Now, for the account purpose, your first name is Ralph, R-A-L-P-H. What's your last name, Ralph?
Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
Beautiful. And then now the number that I currently see listed on your Google profile page, and this will be the number you want listed across the board, 404-210-8001. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. Now, as far as the company name, okay, currently as it's reading is Thompson Janitorial excuse me, Services, Inc. Is that how you want it to remain reading, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, just to go over with you, I see that there's an I don't know if this was the address that you might have PIN verified it. Was it 2840 North? I mean, 2840 Norman Berry Drive, apartment 001 in East Point?
Yes.
Is that where you had it PIN verified? Okay. I only ask, want to make sure that that address doesn't appear anywhere. Right now, it doesn't currently show on Google. I know on your Angie's leads, it showed an address there. So I just want to make sure that your address doesn't appear anywhere. As far as Home Advisor and Angie's leads, I can't do anything about that. But wherever you might be listed on some directories, we want to make sure that that address does not appear. No one needs to know where you live.
Okay, that's great. That's great.
All right. And then, now you do have a company logo, right? I believe I see one there. You have like a business logo?
I don't have a logo.
Okay, well, you know what? We can actually create one for you. It doesn't cost you anything, so I'll make sure to notate that. And you can give them whatever ideas that you might have, okay? Now, for the billing, Ralph, the card that you're using today, is it in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my name, but it's my business. It is actually my business card.
Okay. How does your name read on the card? Is it only Ralph Thompson, or is there like a middle initial?
Not on my business. Yes, it is. It's Ralph Thompson. Yes, that's correct.
Just Ralph Thompson. And then the company name, does it read as Thompson Janitorial Services, Inc.? Or how does it show on there?
It doesn't have the ink on it. It just has Thompson Janitorial Services.
Okay, Thompson Janitorial Services.
No, put an S. Don't put the S on it. They've been doing that.
Don't put the S.
The S on it.
Okay.
No.
Okay, got it. Janitorial service. I know on the company name, as it's appearing now, it's services, but on the card that you're using for the payment, it has it without the S. Got it. Okay.
Yes.
And no
yes,
ink.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
What
well,
is the...
Could we take that S off as the company that is listed? I don't know how they got a chance to be there, but I'm actually Thompson Janitorial Services, Inc. That's what it is. It's not an S. It doesn't hold the S on.
Okay, so on Google, we'll make sure that the S is removed, that it only says Thompson Janitorial Service, as in singular, Inc.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Let me go back and make sure that that's corrected. All right. Yeah, somehow the S is on there, but we'll make sure that it's not there. We'll update it. Okay, beautiful. Now, is it the same billing address as the address, the 2840 North, I always want to say North,
yes.
2840
yes.
Norman Berry.
Yes,
I'm like, where do I keep getting North from?
Okay, make sure that's 001. Yes, make sure
001,
that's 001.
Right?
Yeah.
You got it. Okay.
Okay, and you said that address won't appear on any.
Absolutely not. No.
Okay.
Okay, no, right. No one will see that address because it's what we call a home office, right? A lot of businesses are like that. No one, it's not like you have a showroom and people come to check out tile or pick out carpet, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's not a brick and mortar, so Google doesn't want that address to show. So that's why we ensure that it doesn't. Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa card.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are, Ralph. And I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy.
Okay, that's 4490 0 0 0 0 1 1 9 1 6 2 6.
4490 9000 01191626, correct?
That's correct.
And when does it expire, the month and the year?
Okay, we'll take that out. Okay, it expires on, that'll be September 2023.
September of 2023, okay. Yeah. And then what is the CVV code on the back?
Okay, 565.
565. Okay. So before I process your payment, Ralph, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice. It's a 90-second voice verification recording. Okay. Now, the reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we do not typically advertise. What it's going to do is it's going to outline our service agreement. And it is an added form of protection for you as well, Ralph, that we will send in writing, okay, along with your invoice. Now, as I'm walking you through it, if there is absolutely anything, anything at all that you don't understand, okay, you do me a favor and you just stop me. You say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and I'm going to review it with you, and then I will rephrase it. Now, I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
One question I did have, Ralph, is there anyone else aside from yourself that you will authorize to make changes to this account at any time in the event that you cannot call and make the change?
No.
Or are you going to be the only one in charge? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and turn on the recording, Ralph, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Thompson Janitor Service, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ralph Thompson, President.
Are you authorized, Ralph, to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And Ralph, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Ralph, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, also keep in mind, Ralph, that you might get a call, okay, from another company trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with Local Splash. We will never call you to ask you for more money, okay? So that's what that means, all right?
Okay.
And we know at times you'll get busy. You might be on a job. We just ask that whenever we reach out to you, at least respond to us within 24 hours. Okay.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Let me explain this one.
So let me explain this. I usually do. No worries. So what we're saying is we're not telling you that you can't do additional marketing. Okay. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call, let us know, so that way we can reference it and make sure that we are not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money if you don't need to, okay? So to give you an example, Ralph, if you called us and said, I'm thinking of signing up with Yelp, we would tell you we already have you listed there, so this way it prevents you from spending more money. We would tell you. It's already in our network of where we're submitting you to directories, so there's no need for you to sign up. Make sense?
Right.
Okay. All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay, explain that to me.
So what that means is we're asking you that if you're going to be doing any type of additional online marketing for your company, if you will agree to call us first and let us know so that we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. That's what that means. Do you agree to let us know before you do additional marketing online?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 3rd, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment will be charged on September 3rd, 2022 in the discounted amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, Ralph, your payment will automatically renew each month on the third day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may discontinue or suspend your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the customer service number that I sent you. So you would dial the 877-635-6225. And when you hear the recording, you'll hit number 8, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not charged. Do you understand and agree, Ralph, to these cancellation and suspension terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm going to...
You're going to send me that in writing, right?
Yes, sir. It comes along with your invoice.
Okay.
And that's why we do the recording as well. So just always remember that if you're going to put it on pause, right, maybe you need a seasonal hold. Maybe you're going to be like out of commission for a few months, okay? You can also put it on hold. And what happens is when you call us to put it on hold, you don't lose your position, but you're not listed there and you're not being charged, right? It kind of puts it like on a standstill for you, right? If you're going to do that, if you're going to pause it, or even if you're going to cancel, just always remember, I got to call 3 business days before the third, okay? Because the third is always going to be your billing date. Just always remember that, okay? So what I'm going to do now, Ralph, is I'm updating the package, and then I will process the payment. We are going to send your receipt both to your email, and we are also sending it to you in a text message. So we send it to both, okay? Now, I do want to schedule your client interview. I want to make it at a time that is convenient for you, Okay. So how does your schedule look for today? Because I do have an appointment between 4 and 5, and I have one between 6 and 7. Do any of those times work for you?
No, not today.
Okay.
Is there any way possible
tomorrow? Tomorrow's Thursday. Tomorrow, okay. Just so you know, I have appointments 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. I have 4 to 5 and 5 to 6.
Okay.
And 6 to 7.
Let me make sure on that.
Take a look at your schedule. Well, real quick, finance told me that I have the CVV code wrong. I have it down as 565. Can you confirm that?
Okay. Let me get that card again.
Okay.
Okay. It should be... it should be 565.
Okay. So I have the expiration date as September of 2023. Now the card,
I'm sorry. That should be September 2025.
Oh, 2025. Okay. All right. I'll try that. Okay. And then take a look at your calendar. And then let me know what times you're available so I can make sure that we have those times as well.
Okay.
Ralph, you won't need to be in front of a computer, okay? In the client interview, what we do is we're going to block out an hour, okay? But it can take between 30 to 40 minutes. Now, it just depends on how many questions or details you have, okay? But, it can take a little longer, you know, but typically it takes 30 to 40 minutes. And they're basically, what they're doing, Ralph, is they're crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, making sure, you know, they talk to you about your keywords, everything more in detail. But you don't need to be in front of a computer, just an FYI, okay?
Okay. What? Give me those times again.
On Thursday?
Tomorrow.
You got it. Okay. So I have, and the times that I give you, Ralph, is going to be at your time zone. Okay?
Okay.
10 to 11.
Okay.
I have 11 to 12. 12 to 1.
Okay. Let's go with the 10. 10 to 11.
You got it.
Okay. Okay, 10 to 11, and it's going to take approximately 45 to maybe an hour.
Yes, anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes. It could be a little longer. Again, it just depends on how many questions or details you have, okay?
Right.
So I'm going to schedule you for tomorrow. Now, they are going to call you tomorrow, Ralph, from an 877 number, okay?
Okay.
Please make sure to answer all calls within that hour, okay? They're also going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview. You'll get a friendly reminder letting you know that it's coming up in the next hour, okay? And they'll call you a couple of times before they even reschedule it, okay? But the sooner we get you through this client interview, Ralph, the faster we are moving, okay? This is the most important appointment of all. I like to believe the important, you know, call is with me, but it's not. Just in my mind. Now, I want to go over some of just a few keywords, and I want to go over a few notes that we're going to send over to the technician so they know where to start from. I do have the janitorial services. Commercial cleaning is another one that I feel is popular for you. Carpet cleaning, and I know we talked about residential and commercial. You do also hardwood floor cleaning, right? What are some other ones you want me to notate on here? Now, remember, they'll go over more in detail with you tomorrow.
Okay, we got the coffee cleaning, we got the floor cleaning, we got the upholstery cleaning.
Upholstery, okay.
We got the ceramic. Let's kind of stay away from the mop.
From which one? The ceramic?
Yeah, the ceramic.
Okay, so put ceramic cleaning or no?
Yes, go ahead and put the ceramic cleaning, yes.
Okay, all right. What else can you think of? You don't do drapes or anything like that, right?
No, we don't have the machines anymore. Yes, we used to.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, and keep in mind, at any time, right, that you want to update or change any of your keywords, right, you can do that at any time because you're going to have an account team still dedicated, you know, to your account, and they're here to assist you with all of it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now,
we want to make sure that we pick up the janitorial service up on the billing cleaning. Yes.
Okay. Correct. Okay. And I'm putting this in not made cleaning, just so they know. Yeah. And then I have the Facebook page link.
Let me tell you this. I get in trouble when you all said name. I got this question.
I put that you specifically want no maid cleaning. You know what I mean? To ensure that they know that it's strictly commercial cleaning. I just like to be more descriptive because I want to make sure it is exact. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I just give them that FYI because I'm going to keep it real with you. Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you this much, Ralph. Maid services, they don't do well on Google. They just don't. I mean, you know how many houses they would have to clean to even offset the cost of what they would invest? It's just not a good ROI for them. When it comes to commercial cleaning and carpet cleaning, those guys, they make the money, right? It's a better return on your investment. You know what I mean?
Even in my own experience,
let me tell you, when I've needed a carpet cleaner or I want someone, you know what I mean? I'm like on Google. That was back in the day when I had the carpets, right?
I know.
I'm going to tell you, renting the machine and doing it on your own isn't the same as having someone coming out and doing it. It's too completely opposite, you know?
I know. I've been around 40 years. I hear you.
Now, what are your hours of operation? Right? Back in the day, people would go to like the local grocery store or Home Depot, rent a carpet cleaner, and you're doing it on your own. It's not the same when you have a professional coming out and doing it. And what are your hours of operation? Is it like Monday to Friday or?
Well, we actually work 6 days a week here.
Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
What are your typical hours? Just to kind of give them a general idea.
Okay, maybe 10 o'clock in the morning. 10 a.m. Okay. Eastern time.
Uh-huh.
Well, we don't go back same time, so 10 a.m. 10 a.m. to approximately maybe 6 p.m. in the afternoon.
6 p.m. Okay. And what forms of payments, Ralph, do you accept? Do you accept cash, check, Venmo?
We accept the cash and we accept the checks. We haven't went to the cards. Yes.
What about Zelle? Do you do Zelle?
No, we haven't got that. We haven't got that set up, but at the time that it who decided to do it. Could I maybe give you all guys a call and you all can maybe
absolutely
put that on there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. If you ever start accepting other forms of payments like Zelle or Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, or credit cards, just let us know so we can update it. Okay.
Okay.
And then now you do have an option that, I mean, just so you know, it does, if you want, it comes with what's called a tracking number. Okay. The tracking number, what they see is instead of them seeing your actual phone number, they would see another number, which is what we call tracking number, that is linked to your phone number. It comes with an app from the app store that you can download on your phone. It allows you to track your calls, see your messages, and it's also another way to prevent, like, blocking those calls that might be a spam call, right? Would you be interested in having the tracking number in place of your actual phone number showing, or do you want to just keep it as your phone number as it is now?
Let's keep it as my phone number now,
You got it. You got it. Okay, at any time you want to change that, just let us know, okay? So just know that that is offered to you, okay? And then the last...
My phone is set up where if it's a spam call, it comes as a spam. And I know.
Awesome.
I would know.
I know. I get those too, you know? That's my phone set up the same way, so that's good. Okay, good, good. Now, I want to make sure if you take a look at either your email or your text messages, I know you've gotten several of them. It's going to be where it says initial invoice. So this is a copy of your receipt. And it'll start off by saying, Dear Ralph Thompson, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay.
Let me know when you
so
see that.
So I ask you all to sit up where you all deal with Google, right?
Yes, we are. We're what's considered a Google channel partner, which means our technicians are highly trained and certified. So because of that and our net spend, okay, we've been doing this. In fact, we'll be 18 years this December, okay? Local Splash has been around. So Google recognizes us as a channel partner. That's why we're able to have our listings exclusive. So we have someone that works directly with us whenever there's like an issue. We have a rep we can reach out to.
Okay, tell me this. Do I get anything from Google, a number or something from them?
Are you talking about the PIN code? So let me explain, Ralph. So you know the profile page you currently have on Google, right? So that profile page, what's going to happen is that you're going to add us on as managers to the profile page. So if you're not sure on how to do that, don't worry, okay? Our technicians are going to walk you through it. Now, if in the case, let's just say, you can't access it, right? You can't remember your login or whatever the case may be. Google might say, we'll resend them a PIN code. If they have to resend you a PIN code, they're going to mail it to that address. That's why I wanted to confirm with you your home address, because that's where they would send it, by mail. That's if they had to. I don't see that happening. But if for some case they're like, we need to send them a new PIN code, they would mail it to you, okay? Now, when we communicate with you, Ralph, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, and emails, phone and text, or just, or all three? What's your preference all three. You got it.
Then I can get it either way.
Awesome. Okay, now if you take a look at that email or even the text message that was sent to you, again, it'll start off by saying, Dear Ralph Thompson, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. You see that there?
I would have to get off the telephone to see that. I'm on my
okay.
cell phone right now.
Okay, hon. No worries. So here's what I'm going to tell you, okay? Once we disconnect, what you're going to do is you'll go to that email. It's the initial invoice, okay? And then you're going to, it's going to ask you, please click here to accept your subscription terms, okay?
Okay.
You're going to click on that. And then what it does is it takes you to a page that'll say local/terms of experience, okay?
Okay.
On that page, what you'll do is you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom. And there's going to be a box for you to type in your name in the signature box.
Okay.
But right above that, what you're going to do first is there's going to be a little box right above it to the left. And right next to it, it'll say, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is true and correct. So you'll click on that box because what you're saying, Ralph, is that it is your name on the card that you gave for the payment. And then you'll type your name, just Ralph Thompson, in the signature box. You don't need to put the date because it'll already be there. And then you'll click on confirm signature, okay? Once you click on that, it will, if it accepts it, it'll take you to a page that'll ask you for a username and a password, okay?
Okay.
When you get to that page, just so you know, that is where you would log in to see your reports. So, you know, we don't have the username and password for you yet because they got to create that. So from tomorrow, I'm going to go over your timeline with you. Tomorrow, your client interview is going to be between 10 and 11 o'clock. Your time.
Okay.
They're going to call you from an 877 number. You'll get that friendly reminder an hour before, but please make sure to answer all calls within that hour.
Okay.
Now from there, they're going to also help you with adding us on as managers to your profile page. If you cannot access it.
I want to ask you one question about that. Okay. I don't know who have that profile page, but that means that they will be deleted from it. How did this have that happen?
Yeah, so in other words, whoever had access to that profile page, when you add us on, we'll be the ones managing it for you. Okay, so that's no problem. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if for some reason, let's just say Google says we need to send him a new PIN code, then what we'll do is we'll get that PIN code sent to you from Google, and it'll get to you within 6 to 10 days. The technician will let you know if that has to be done. But, you know, there might be the possibility, just in case.
Okay.
Within within 5 to 7 days, Ralph, we're going to have you listed within all the popular directories. We're also going to send you another email, with your login credentials. So this way you could start logging in and tracking your results. Now, within 7 to 14 days, Ralph, your Facebook ads are going to be up and running. Those will be live.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
And your website is going to be completed within 7 to 14 days, and we're going to email it to you to review just to let us know if you have any changes before we have it go live, okay?
Okay.
Now, typically what is stated in our terms and conditions is that your first page placement on Google, that's going to happen within 30 to 45 days. That is our promise.
Okay.
However, we like to underpromise and overdeliver. I've seen it, Ralph, where it's happened sooner. And it could possibly happen sooner because you already have the profile page. Okay?
Okay.
But we're going to keep you in the loop as these things are being completed. So we'll send you notices, you know, when you're live in the Facebook ads, the first page on Google, and in the directories. We're going to keep you in the loop. Okay?
Okay.
And I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And Ralph, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Okay.
Any other questions for me before I let you go about the rest of your day?
No. Okay, now all the information that you send me, I won't be able to do anything because I'm pushed up against time.
What I would recommend you doing in the meantime from here to tomorrow morning, start gathering, you know, some pictures, okay? Tomorrow, the technician's going to go over everything with you, where to send the photos. They're going to talk to you about the business logo that you want them to build for you, if you have any ideas for them. They're going to talk to you about all your keywords and all that, okay?
Okay. Well, I got some pictures up on – I got